don't think we even have a bus in Stillwater. Well, we do have one, but the schedules are miserable. We don't have a train.
Are.
We got the railroad tracks, but they gave up the train. It just hauls freight now.
Isn't that the strangest thing?
It is indeed.
Mm-hmm. And it's pathetic.
Yeah. And we have a little over 10,000 students, and I think we have over 4,000 cars on the campus. It's pretty good.
Now, that is something, isn't it?
And we wonder why they bring their cars, and the poor kids don't have a choice.
Well, these kids live in this trailer house. They all have Corbett Curtis.
I don't like that. I don't favor cars.
Well, now this one boy has quit school that lived in the house with Curtis. He just told me that today.
Hmm.
Butch, and this is his. He was to graduate this year.
Oh, my goodness.
And Kurt's upset about it. He just couldn't figure out why in the world. Well, he's a child. He's a boy that doesn't want to say yes, sir, no, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, no, sir. He wants to say what he pleases, mm-hmm. to who he pleases.
That's all right if you want to be a hermit.
Curtis says that won't work.
And you got to grow up sometime.
And says, you know something that doesn't hurt me a bit to say, yes, sir, no, sir.
That's kind of fun now.
Yeah.
Once you get used to
it. But he said he thought that was the whole thing, was he just didn't like to have discipline.
That's too bad.
Nobody say nothing.
Oh, parts of the body, this would be my
forehead.
And which one would this be?
That'd be your right ear.
Mm-hmm. And if I let my whiskers go and they were down here, you'd say I had a
beard.
Mm-hmm. This is my...
Oh, let me see. Upper lip.
And the whole thing here?
Mouth.
Mm-hmm. This is a...
tooth.
And all these are...
teeth.
And they fasten into my...
jawbone.
You know, all the fleshy
the
parts.
The gums.
Mm-hmm. Were those ever called gooms?
Not that I know of.
Well, where I grew up, it was gooms and gums both.
It was.
I didn't know which one to say when I was a kid.
I never heard that.
This is
I never heard that.
Northern or northeastern pronunciation, and it's spread westward. You know, not that fine and petered out.
Yeah.
On my hand, this would be my...
palm.
These would be...
fist.
And then inside here, so it'll bend, there's a...
your wrist.
Yeah, and inside that, the part that lets it bend.
The joint.
Mm-hmm. This is my
chest.
These are my
shoulders.
If a person can lift 200 pounds, you'd say he's...
he'd be a giant, I think.
Well, he's awfully...
he's awfully strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Has a great deal of...
strength.
Mm-hmm. Now, a person who laughs and tells jokes and likes a good joke, you'd say is... doesn't get angry.
Well, what kind of a person would that be now? Quite jolly.
Mm-hmm. So he has a good sense of...
humor.
Mm-hmm. A boy, when he's about 16, is all hands and feet, and he bumps into things and knocks them over, and you say he's...
oh, let me see, what is that now? You know, it's been so long since I've had boys on me that I've... he's all legs.
Yeah. Would you say he's clumsy or awkward?
Yeah, gangling and awkward. Yeah, awkward and clumsy. Either one would be.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you'd say, oh, he's so clumsy. Just be about what you'd say.
What would you call a person who is, oh, say, 90 years old, goes to market, does her own shopping, keeps all her books and things like that, still has mental ability to do that and not make a mistake?
What would you call him?
Yeah. How would you describe him?
Well...
you say, this person's 90 years old, but she's still...
well, she's very alert.
Mm-hmm. How about a person who's 90 and, oh, say, can walk 2 or 3 miles a day still?
Huh. Now what?